George, why ain't we going to the ranch and get some supper? They got supper at the ranch. George rolled on his side. No reason at all for you. I like it here. Tomorrow we're going to go to work. I seen thrashing machines on the way down. That means we'll be bucking grain bags, busting a gut. Tonight I'm going to lay right here and look up. I like it. Lenny got up on his knees and looked down at George. Ain't we going to have no supper? Sure we are, if you gather up some dead willow sticks. I've got 3 cans of beans in my bindle. You get a fire ready. I'll give you a match when you get the sticks together. Then we'll heat the beans and have supper. Lenny said, I like beans with ketchup. Well, we ain't got no ketchup. You go get wood. Don't you fool around. It'll be dark for long. Lenny lumbered to his feet and disappeared in the brush. George lay where he was and whistled softly to himself. There were sounds of splashings down the river in the direction Lenny had taken. George stopped whistling and listened. Poor bastard, he said softly, and then went on whistling again. In a moment, Lenny came crashing back through the brush. He carried 1 small willow stick in his hand. George sat up. All right, he said brusquely. Give me that mouse. But Lenny made an elaborate pantomime of innocence.
What mouse, George? I ain't got no mouse.
George held out his hand. Come on, give it to me. You ain't putting nothing over. Lenny hesitated, backed away, looked wildly at the brush line as though he contemplated running for his freedom. George said coldly, You gonna give me that mouse or do I have to sock you?
Give you what, George?
You know goddamn well what. I want that mouse. Lenny reluctantly reached into his pocket. His voice broke a little.
I don't know why I can't keep it. It ain't nobody's mouse. I didn't steal it. I found it lying right beside the road.
George's hand remained outstretched imperiously, slowly, like a terrier who doesn't want to bring a ball to its master. Lenny approached, drew back, approached again. George snapped his fingers sharply, and at the sound, Lenny laid the mouse in his hand.
I wasn't doing nothing bad with it, George, just stroking it.
George stood up and threw the mouse as far as he could into the darkening brush, and then he stepped to the pool and washed his hands. You crazy fool. Don't you think I could see your feet was wet where you went across the river to get it? He heard Lenny's whimpering cry and wheeled about. Blubbering like a baby. Jesus Christ, a big guy like you. Lenny's lip quivered and tears started in his eyes. Oh, Lenny. George put his hand on Lenny's shoulder. I ain't taking it away just for meanness. That mouse ain't fresh, Lenny. Besides, you broke it petting it. You get another mouse that's fresh, I'll let you keep it a little while. Lenny sat down on the ground and hung his head dejectedly.
I don't know where there is no other mouse. I remember a lady used to give them to me. Every one she got, but that lady ain't here.
George scoffed. Lady, huh? Don't even remember who that lady was. That's your own Aunt Clara, and she stopped giving them to you. You always killed them. Lenny looked sadly up at him.
They were so little,
he said apologetically.
I'd pet them, and pretty soon they bit my fingers, and I pinched their heads a little, and then they was dead. Because they was so little. I wished we'd get the rabbits pretty soon, George. They ain't so little.
Hell with the rabbits. You ain't to be trusted with no live mice. Your Aunt Clara give you a rubber mouse, and you wouldn't have nothing to do with it.
It wasn't no good to pet, said Lenny.
The flame of the sunset lifted from the mountaintops, and dusk came into the valley. And a half-darkness came in among the willows and the sycamores. A big carp rose to the surface of the pool, gulped air, and then sank mysteriously into the dark water again, leaving widening rings on the water. Overhead, the leaves whisked again, and little puffs of willow cotton blew down and landed on the pool's surface. You gonna get that wood? George demanded. There's plenty right up against the back of that sycamore. Floodwater wood. Now you get it.
Lenny went behind the tree and brought out a litter of dried leaves and twigs. He threw them in a heap on the old ash pile and went back for more and more. It was almost night now. A dove's wings whistled over the water. George walked to the fire pile and lighted the dry leaves. The flame cracked up among the twigs and fell to work. George undid his bindle and brought out three cans of beans. He stood them about the fire, close in against the blaze, but not quite touching the flame. "There's enough beans for four men," George said. Lenny watched him from over the fire. He said patiently,
"I like 'em with ketchup."
"Well, we ain't got any," George exploded. "Whatever we ain't got, that's what you want. God almighty. If I was alone, I could live so easy. Could go get a job and work and no trouble. No mess at all. When the end of the month come, I could take my $50 and go into town and get whatever I want. Or I could stay in a cat house all night. I could eat any place I want, hotel or any place, and order any damn thing I could think of. I could do that every damn month. Get a gallon of whiskey, or sit in a pool room and play cards or shoot pool."
Lenny knelt and looked over the fire at the angry George, and Lenny's face was drawn with terror.
"What I got?" George went on furiously. "I got you. Can't keep a job, you lose me every job I get. Just keep me shoving all over the country all the time. And that ain't the worst. You get in trouble, you do bad things, and I got to get you out."
His voice rose nearly to a shout.
"You crazy son of a bitch, you keep me in hot water all the time."
He took on the elaborate manner of little girls when they are mimicking one another.
"Just wanted to feel that girl's dress. Just wanted to pet it like it was a mouse. Well, how the hell did she know you just wanted to feel her dress? She jerks back and you hold on like it was a mouse. She yells and we got to hide in the irrigation ditch all day with guys looking for us. We got to sneak out in the dark and get out of the country. All the time, something like that. All the time. I wished I could put you in a cage with about 1,000,000 mice and let you have fun.